بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, from the commencement of Ramadan, every alternate morning we have been discussing the noble attributes and characteristics which form the basis of good akhlaq, good character. And as we had mentioned, good akhlaq is not just restricted and confined to my dealings with people, my interactions with others, but it is about developing and nurturing such characteristics, such attributes, which themselves are praiseworthy. And by virtue of a person bringing these attributes into his life, he also becomes praiseworthy, his life becomes worthy in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we will discuss one final attribute, one final characteristic, and that is the quality of tawakkul, trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have explained tawakkul to be such that after a person uses the means at his disposal, thereafter he places complete trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill his needs. As an example, a person is ill, he is unwell, he visits the doctor, he takes the medication prescribed for him, he undergoes the treatment that the doctor gives him. But together with this, his reliance, his trust, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the giver of cure. Allah alone is ash-shafi. And good health comes only and exclusively from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He realizes and understands that the medication and treatment inherently does not have the ability to cause any effect or to give me cure and good health. Likewise, a person is desirous of sustenance, of provisions. He uses the means at his disposal. He makes an effort to secure a source of income. He begins some trade or the other. But with that, his reliance, his trust, is that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for me. My business, my degree, my intellect, my acumen, this does not inherently have the ability to provide for me, to sustain me. Sustenance and provision comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regard to tawakkul, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand that not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of a person's needs, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has great love for those who have tawakkul, trust upon him. Hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says that there will be 70,000 people from my ummah who will enter Jannah with their faces radiant and shining. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains who are these people. الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْقُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Those who do not rely and trust on charms, on amulets. In other words, they understand that these means do not have any effect inherently. They are unable to bring about any benefit to me, any cure to me, any protection for me. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Their reliance, their faith, their trust, their hope rests firmly upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their faces will be radiant, will be glowing, will be shining, and they will gain entry into Jannah on the day of Qiyamah in this manner, with great honor, with great dignity. The dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make very commonly, اللهم اجعلني ممن توكل عليك فكفيته واستهداك فهديته. That, oh Allah, make me from those who have tawakkul on you, those who have trust upon you, and you then guide them, or you suffice for them. And make me from those who seek your guidance, and you give them guidance. Despite being the Nabi of Allah, this was his dua, that I also must become from those who have tawakkul, have trust, have reliance upon Allah. And ulama then explain, how does tawakkul draw the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By means of an example, a young boy comes to the masjid with his father, and after salah, he is standing outside, perhaps in the parking lot, and he's standing with a group of friends, and they are all discussing the latest gadget, the latest toy, some technology that they all have at home. And they are all saying to one another how they are enjoying using this gadget, this particular toy, and how their fathers bought it for them. This young boy, he knows that his father doesn't have the means, but he doesn't want to feel left out. He doesn't want to seem smaller in the eyes of his friends. So he says to them very loudly that my father is such a generous person. My father loves me so much that all I need to do is just indicate to him, ask him, and he'll go today and he'll buy this for me also. And in fact, he'll get me the latest version. And he doesn't realize, but he's saying this within earshot of his father. The father is standing by the car, he hears his young son. And how much of hope the son has on him. So we can imagine such a father. He knows he doesn't have the means. But he'll go home and he'll say to his wife, look at the trust and the hope that our son has on me. He thinks me to be a generous person. And he boasted about me to his friends, how much of love I have for him, how much of affection I have for him. How can I dare cause this child's hopes to be dashed? He'll say to his wife, whatever it is, whatever little bit of savings that we have also, that money that we have stored for a rainy day, let's take it and get this for our child. He had hope on me. I cannot disappoint him. In the same way, ulama explain, if we express our trust upon Allah, that Allah is the most generous, Allah is the most kind, most affectionate, Allah will take care of my needs, Allah has never left me with my du'as unanswered, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will say that how dare I cause this person's hopes to be dashed. He has trust upon me, he has reliance upon me, and therefore I will fulfill his needs. I will take care of whatever it is that he has asked me for. So this is with regard to tawakkul, trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person uses the means at his disposal, but he has reliance upon Allah. Allah will do it for me, Allah will give it to me. And then ulama explained that at times Allah will even give to a person without the means. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that if you genuinely have tawakkul upon Allah, true trust upon Allah as you should have, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ Allah will provide for you as he provides for the birds in the sky. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا The bird leaves its nest in the morning with an empty stomach. It has no degree, no shop, no job, no real intellect, so to say. And it leaves its nest in the morning with nothing but tawakkul, trust upon Allah. And every bird returns home, returns to its nest in the evening with a full belly, with a full stomach. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for the birds, how Allah provides for the fish in the sea, the insects that are crawling on the earth, likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for those who have tawakkul, trust and reliance upon him. My dear brothers, from the commencement of Ramadan, we explained these attributes, these characteristics. The time is now for us to develop them within ourselves. We spoke about the generosity of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his truthfulness, his love that he had for others, his quality of forgiveness, quality of tawakkul, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, Ramadan is not just about ibadat, about salah, about tilawat, about discharging our zakat, but it is a chance for us to make a difference, to make this change in our lives, to develop and nurture these attributes within ourselves. When the month of Ramadan comes to an end, then we leave having gained something from the month of Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.